There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Jason,
I wonder what it is.
I don't know. Is it his ability to cook? Is it his devil may care attitude? Is it his
huge dong? Whoa!
That was coming. That was that was literally trying to attack Lindsay like the trunk of an elephant.
Oh yes. Yes.
Oh my, y'all.
I thought his penis
in those sweatpants. He had a semi.
And that semi was a boner big. It looked like
I'm starting to rethink my
version
of him.
A lot more interesting this episode.
I don't know if he got more interesting, but he is definitely 10 times more bangable.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hubs, please tell me you took one for the squad. Please, Hubs.
Y'all, I will say, I was just kind of sitting there and going, oh, there's a lot of drama here. Yeah. And I'm kind of like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, who knows what's going to happen? And I'm kind of watching. I look up and I see them lean over. And then I just see this huge imprint of whoosh, whoosh.
Y'all, if you
whoosh,
look.
Whoosh.
Yes, because y'all, it's when the moment is.
And she's getting up off of him.
I feel like I'm telling you the part of Three Men and the Baby where you can see the ghost in the background.
or The Wizard of Oz when you see the person hanging there.
Yeah, you can see someone hanging?
Yes.
In The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Like an actual...
I think that's an old wives' tale. Someone's
supposed to be dead?
I was high in college and someone showed it to
me. They said they're dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's real. But yes, like that, y'all. Yeah, I can't tell you the minute, but if you go to like almost the end of the episode.
It's like 2 minutes from the end.
When he picks Lindsay up and throws Lindsay on the bed.
And when she climbs off of him.
Yes, he's wearing.
Gray sweatpants.
Well, not sweatpants. I think they're that waffle kind of thermal.
Yeah.
So they're thin and
a
they're very loose.
A gift from the gods.
Woo! It is, y'all, it's not girthy.
No, but it's a long, sneaky snake.
Oh, it's gonna, if you got strep throat, it's gonna disinfect it. You're gonna get all the way back in there.
So,
whoa.
That's the big news.
That
we know that Jason is packing.
Whoa, I'm speechless. Lindsay, I need to know if you rode that sleigh.
Or as Andy called it, sleigh. We're going to on a slide.
Y'all, this is Winter House.
This is Winter House. Maison de l'hiver.
Maison de l'hiver. Season 1, episode 4. Slay all day.
Slay all day.
All day. Oh, boy. Any quick announcements, y'all? We've got our first live show on Sunday.
We do.
Very excited.
We were preparing today.
We were at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. Hey, look. Some people have returned tickets because they can't go because their husband found out how much money they spent on plane fare.
Or some husbands are worried about falling in love with me when they see me.
That's true.
It's a concern. It's a real concern.
Some of you got COVID, so we appreciate you not coming. We had a couple of people that
we
said,
did have some people
they
who got
were exposed,
COVID.
And yeah. So we appreciate you being responsible, even though everybody's got to be vaxxed, but still. So be sure to click on that link. If you just Google Reality Gaze Dynasty's typewriter, it'll show you the link, or Reality Gaze Eventbrite.
And go for it.
You might be able to get refund. Tickets last minute.
Yep. I think
you never know.
When I looked this afternoon, they were still sold out.
Oh, okay. So but someone bought those.
Yes. They do update.
They do update. So anyway, y'all, that is happening. And again, if you want to see us later on, we still have tickets available for our Friday night in Chicago and our Friday night in New York.
And that is the 7th and the 28th.
I will say, based on experience of our, we have a wonderful human that is our booking agent. And in her experience, she says, just what I'm seeing, she's like, both these shows are going to sell out too. So yeah. If you're thinking, I'm going to wait till the last minute.
Don't sleep on them, y'all.
Don't sleep on them. They're going to sell out as well. And there's still VIP available for those. And remember, you Bravo betches, that if you are going to see Crappens, they're playing in New York.
Thursday,
the night before. Who knows? Maybe we'll be at that show. Maybe we'll watch. Maybe you'll see us.
Maybe we can't say anything.
I don't know. My voice gets tired.
Maybe we're under an NDA.
Maybe. Who knows? Anyway.
A non-dick agreement.
Yep.
I don't sign those.
We are excited to see you in New York, though.
We are.
And Chicago.
Start spreading the news. Chicago. L.A.
Title it.
There is no good L.A. songs. And don't you dare say that Randy Newman song, because it's not good.
Come at us. What are there any good songs about L.A.?
You know,
they always play when the fucking Dodgers win, and it's the... I don't love the Dodgers. Dodgers are great, but
you know,
it's a terrible song.
The best L.A. songs are ones that reference L.A., like a lot of Eagles songs have L.A. places in them. Or like Free Fallin' by Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, drawn over Mulholland.
Oh, yeah.
It's just naming our places.
Sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's almost so much about L.A.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in high school, you know, because I used to lift weights to this album. I remember Celine Dion had a song called...
Like all the other boys.
I remember L.A.
What?
She's a lifetime away. It's a B-side of Celine Dion called
that
I Remember.
That sounds very, very niche.
And I remember the end. She was like, I remember Elder.
I like how sometimes we'll say things, and I know one or two people are interested, but 98% of people are just like, not like turned off, but actively thinking, why was that brought up?
Well, it was. Anyway, y'all. So we're excited to see you on the Live Laugh Live tour.
Live Laugh Live!
Also, any other? I don't think that's it. Let's do the show.
Let's do the show.
Let's do the show.
Let's do this shit.
Poodle, I think I went first last time. So what's your first teabag?
Because remember, you guys, we don't do these shows for Bravo shows because of the way they are edited.
This one was a little bit more chrome.
We don't like, do... I just...
This one was a little bit more, this happened, which caused this to happen, which caused this to happen.
I find all that pedantic, the way people recap things, to be exhausting. So...
That's the way we recap 90 Day Fiancé.
I know. But...
You that, just read your own
that,
self.
The way that show is done is documentary storytelling. This is done through slice of life, editing,
yep.
Showing you where everyone is with every moment. And which makes for decent watching because you can kind of not pay attention. You don't actually have to pay attention a lot for Bravo shows.
This really is Bravo shows are really shows that you can be on your phone and watch.
You totally can be.
And hey y'all, we keep pushing it back because we got confused. This is on us. Our Bi-Curious episode of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake is going to be...
It's the Jen Shah arrest episode.
It's going to be the episode that airs, I think, the night of our live
Sunday,
show.
Yeah.
Sunday, November 14th.
That is the episode. Sunday, November 14th. Finally, we're going to do the Jen Shah arrest.
Yes, finally. Because it was in the first only like 10 minutes of this last episode.
Yes. But we want more. I want to know more.
It's going to be good.
Whitney, we could be a danger.
And Heather's just like, what? She is just like, what? Heather's kind of goals, how she deals
with
shit. Anyway, I love her too. All right. What's your first one, Poods?
I want to talk about, I know we I've made a real 360 on Jason, as yeah. we like to say, or a 180.
God damn.
I still think he's boring.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to say it is a low bar with these people. Now, Jason could chop chicken, and he was putting vegetables in it, and someone's like, how'd you learn how to make chicken teriyaki? You Google.
You Google. You just saute some vegetables and put some teriyaki sauce.
I am always amazed at the things that 20-somethings and 30-somethings don't know how to do.
I get it, yeah.
Or what they find very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so amazing to cook.
Do you think they really find it interesting, or they're just trying to be complimentary?
I think it's in the middle of the two. But I was like, it's chicken teriyaki. It's not, he didn't just make coq au vin.
What amazed you in your 20s?
Oh, God. You know what? All the worst stuff.
I am scared that I asked that.
Someone reading poetry to me banging me all night, after quoting Chaucer in Middle English.
Have you ever had someone quote poetry to you while they were inside you?
No, because there's a time and a place, and that's not it. That's not it. It's before or after.
Okay.
I don't want
you... Are you sure? I thought there's that wheelbarrow poem that says about you.
So much depends upon red wheelbarrows. Glazed with white water beside the white chickens. William Carlos Williams.
That was a niche joke, and I enjoyed it.
That was too niche. That was too niche for me. I was uncomfortable. About halfway through, I was like, well, I got to finish it now.
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes I'm sure everyone can relate when you're talking something and you have a moment of reflection. I'm like, I'm really exhausting.
Yeah, I've had that. Yeah. Getting on my own nerves. I've done that.
So anyway, he's not Julia Child.
No.
He does seem like more capable than all of the others.
Yeah, I think that, you know, because Jason's cute and I know he's a model, but he's kind of one of those guys who in real life, Craig is cuter, but I bet Jason's model pictures are probably really good.
And I think Jason is probably more interesting in real life. He just doesn't stand out on television.
I think he's shy or introverted.
Maybe.
I really do think that. I think that he's just... And he's not used to reality TV.
Yeah.
Gabby, on the other hand, she's known how to play the part.
Boy, she's just... Whoa. I don't think we've seen the volatile side of her yet.
No, I don't think we have.
I'm kind of shocked that she hasn't had more meltdowns.
I think that's why Julia basically rolled over real quick, because she knew.
Yeah.
She knew what was in the cards.
What's your next one? Is that it?
No, my next one is when, y'all, we love Paige. I love her. And I don't love seeing her tied up her emotions to a man that's playing her like this.
He's pretty awful.
I mean, when she says...
We're talking about Andy, of course.
Yes, we're talking about Andy. Y'all, this is so... She said something that I think... I'm bringing it up because it's for you out there. But when Paige said, you know, we didn't go on a date or anything. She said, I don't think he's asked me one question about myself.
That's true.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
That
means they just want to hit it and quit it.
That's exactly what it means. And I wanted to be like... But... I'm not shading her, but I think we've all been there. But I'm like, Paige, you're smarter than this. But we've all been dickmatized.
But you know what?
I mean, can you imagine how you would act if he was giving you attention?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I would, too.
Yeah, come on.
So, but I mean...
But I'm saying Paige is the kind of... the gold standard for girls who seem very secure, seem very, but also are that girl.
Yeah.
They will get in their head about things.
Yeah.
So it tells you, y'all, even a girl who is like super confident, super funny, super gorgeous, she's that girl. She's that girl a lot. That girl
who's
going to.
And we all can be that girl, yes.
I'm that girl a lot.
It really is. You're that girl more than me.
And I am that girl.
But because you very
I'm not
you're
that girl.
Because you're actually way more romantic than me.
I am.
Yeah.
And you're dead inside.
I am. And Paige is just fuck me. And Paige is quite romantic.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, that broke my heart to see her go through that, but hopefully it's a lesson for all of us.
Can we talk about the Julia Gabby olive branch?
Yeah.
So she says Julia figures out for the house to be in order, for us Woo. Not to for Gabby not to leave the room when I walk in the room, I'm gonna have to go apologize.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So Julia says, I've had some time to reflect, I apologize, and Gabby's not really wanting to have it at the beginning.
She's not.
And finally Julia has to say, I was wrong, I'm sorry, I should have blah, 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 that Gabby needed to hear.
Which
is a little more than I think she wanted to say.
I don't really think Julia had anything to apologize for, but...
Well...
But I think she's just playing nice.
Yeah, I think she realized.
It's like you said, Julia's a chameleon for everyone.
She is. She is everything. It's like for Lindsay, Julia is everything you want your friend to be, and she changes to, which is why I'm sure she's a great model.
Oh, yeah.
And Julia's the kind of girl who's friends with everybody.
Yeah.
And people get more frustrated at her because they expect more of her.
But I bet she works a lot because people like her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder who the real Julia is. Like, because a lot of people I know, so I wonder, because I'm sure she's class president. She's there. She's good time
Julia.
Like
at the school party. She was the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what the real Julia is like. I guarantee you, Julia, when she's with like her family, I think Julia's probably has a lot more darker, moodier person. A lot of the times those personalities are covers for that.
Julia, we can see the real you. You can show us.
I feel
us.
Like I kind of can.
You can do it.
So I liked that. What's your next one?
Okay. I know we've talked about on Southern Charm, but I know Austin says stupid things and it's got a fat tongue and it's all in the dog. But y'all, you can't help but just love the bromance that is Austin and Craig.
Yeah.
When Austin gets in the car to tell Craig about his date with Sierra and he's talking, I love how as Southern men, they're both so comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Like when Austin says, like, she just like keeps touching me and he like grabs Craig's arm and kind of like snuggles up to him. It's just.
They are the most emotional men in both of their cultures and their friend group.
I have to say, like.
Especially for Charleston, you guys.
I kind of would rather see if somebody said, hey, Southern Charm is canceled and instead it's going to be a road trip of Austin and Craig. I would love that more. I would watch that in a second.
And occasionally we just have, I don't know, some like they get calls from Pringle.
Oh.
I'd watch all three of them. And then Shep just calls them occasionally. Yeah.
And Pringle's shirtless the whole time.
That
never can
definite.
Wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, Daddy Pringle.
Remember when I asked him if he wanted to be interviewed on our show and he never responded? Blocked me. And we even had a mutual friend on
Honestly,
Facebook.
You come in with such like a fame hard on though. It's kind of gross.
I didn't. I was just like, yes. Hey, I see we have a mutual friend.
I understand him. I need to point out that a commercial, because I usually fast forward, but there was this ridiculous ad for Marshalls that Sierra did with fucking Melissa Gorga.
Who's Melissa Gorga?
She's on the Housewives of New Jersey.
Good for Joe Sierra. Gorga's
wife. But it just was, I just didn't see that for Sierra. But I guess she's like, I'm on my way to being an influencer.
Good for her. You know what I have to say?
Brand ambassador.
I am... Okay, this is kind of
she doesn't
throughout.
Seem thirsty to me, but I guess she kind of is.
I don't think she's thirsty. I think she's smart. I think she, as she said, worked her ass off as a nurse in the pandemic.
And, she's you know, done.
A lot of nurses are done with the field, medical work, because this has been traumatic for them.
Yeah.
They don't want to go back to that.
I don't blame
it's
them.
It's not the hard work. It's seeing people fucking die all the time.
Right.
Because people don't get vaccinated. Get your shot.
Get your shots, y'all.
Anyway, I have feelings about something, and I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not.
No. I'll solve that now.
I kind of love, what is it? What would be their name? Osera?
Osiera.
Osiera.
I don't.
That's not good. I don't love them. You don't like them together? I kind of like it.
Both of them are, it's not.
We're talking about Austin and Sierra, y'all.
It's not, I'm okay with it for the show. Mm-hmm. It's not, by no means is it real.
It is fleeting and like a fun.
It is a total rebound for him.
It is.
And he's not seeing it as one. Even Craig and everybody's like that, oh yeah, he's going to get over Madison. That's the definition of a rebound.
You don't usually end up being with a rebound for that long.
I'm kind of shocked that the other girls, who maybe they don't know too much of his history, aren't like, yeah, you may want to slow down, Sierra. I don't know if Sierra and they're really that close. I know that Paige and Sierra are sharing a room, but I think if I was really good friends with Sierra, I would say, you may want to pump the brakes here. Take this a little slower, because Austin is going to go full speed. That's his style.
Yeah, that is his style. That's true.
So I don't know.
I think she's going to find a little bit of that out next week.
Guess who
we're hearing from next week? Madison! Madison!
Oh, wait. She's going to be... We're going to hear...
She's not on the show, but... Oh, you didn't see this next week? Oh, it shows...
Did he call her?
Like, Madison texted him. Like, she's like, are you really over me? She's like dangling...
She is Satan, y'all.
She's horrible. She's horrible.
It's so good to hear you say that.
I love her. She's gorgeous.
After...
She's horrible. I love her. She's gorgeous. She's horrible. I can have all those things that go together. Oh, man, I'm bummed. You're round. It is a rebound, and she's not seeing it.
No.
But I think they're cute together. There's no potential.
Oh. Absolutely no potential.
Well, maybe you're wrong.
She needs... God, how do I say this? She needs a boring older guy.
But I don't know if she wants that. I think she wants to have fun because she's had serious.
That's what your friends are for. Sierra's so practical.
She is, but even she said,
she's the opposite of
Paige.
She's
even practical about her issues. She's like,
right.
She's like, yeah, I have daddy issues. So yeah, that's a big,
But I'm saying
she has a fear of a rejection.
And that daddy issues, that's the way to heal them, is an older guy.
Or therapy.
Well, yes, that's ideal. Yeah. But I'm saying that's kind of...
No. Yeah.
Because you're never going to be able to heal everything about your issues.
No.
You just need to kind of find someone who's a match, who kind of helps you through them.
Yeah.
Y'all,
no one is ever the perfect person.
No, that's true. So...
All right, what's your next?
It's a rebound. It's never going to happen.
Well, I'm glad you destroyed it. I was hopeful.
You know what? You tried to destroy Mark and Kay for me, and they're still going strong. I saw she was on his Instagram the other day.
Yeah, we'll see whenever she wants to start banging some chicks.
You know
how he deals with that.
You know, I believe in love.
Yeah.
I believe in love. So, is it your turn or mine?
Your turn.
I think that Andrea... is about one of the shittiest people.
You're welcome.
I said I would bang him.
I know, but I mean, I saw him the first episode, just so schmarmy.
And
he's so gross.
And
again,
it's like,
he hardly uses that Italian accent anymore.
Yeah.
Y'all watch the first episode. He sounds like somebody who works at fucking Buca di Beppo. Welcome to the family lasagna. Whatever.
It does kind of feel that way.
Remember the last time you had Buca di Beppo?
Buca di Beppo.
I can say Buca di Beppo. Remember the last time you had that?
I overeat. And I don't crap for like 2 days.
I didn't shit for three. Like a rock
it's
in
the
your
cheese.
Stomach. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like Maggiano's where they let you take one home.
Or what is it? The Olive Garden where you just pay for another entree? So sure, I'll overeat at home.
Mm-hmm. They just are giving food away. It's so cheap.
Do you have a trough? that I can take with me. Something I can lay the food out that I just don't need to use utensils.
Silencio, Bruno.
I think I would just want to say that this guy, at one point he knows he's being on a reality show. Mm-hmm. And then at once he has no real self-awareness.
I agree. Yeah. Yep.
He's like, he tells all the boys what his plans are and thinks that everyone knows everyone. He has the kind of the cluelessness to think that the boys won't tell the girls.
Well,
that yeah. all of this is being said.
He's very, it's like when he was just on Watch What Happens Live.
I didn't watch it.
Everybody else wore, like, he wore literally, I think he finally put one on later, but he wore just a jacket with no shirt.
What?
Yeah. I mean, look gorgeous, but I'm like, why are you?
He wore a jacket with no shirt?
Yeah. It was,
like, just shirtless?
Yeah, it was he, Hubs, and Luke.
Oh. Come on.
I'll bet next week Sierra and Paige will probably be on.
They were on, I didn't watch it, but they were on, like, the week before.
Oh, okay.
Or 2 weeks before.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's just, I think he's gonna, yeah, he's not going to come off well in this.
I don't know if he's just used to in circles. He has different circles, so he's able to tell one person everything, and then it doesn't get around to someone else.
I guess.
But it's not going to go good.
And I would ask, why are these women friends with him if he treats women that way?
Well, the only person that's really friends with him is Julia.
I guess so.
But she, I don't, you know what? If we
really, well, Gabby supposedly knows them.
We haven't seen, I wonder for them, again, when the casting agent called Julia and she was like, hey, look, lady, can you do me a favor? I don't really want to work a lot this job. And she's like, I just want a gorgeous man. And Julia's like, don't know him that well, but I got somebody for you.
Right.
He's gorgeous and Italian.
All the male models I know are my gay friends.
I need someone who's gonna want to go down on one of the female ladies there.
Female ladies.
Who's
the
there?
Females.
I don't know why Big Baby Girl Lisa's now a casting director, but she is. I need someone who's gonna raw dog someone in the house.
The American way.
In a winter cold with a little sock hat on and like a Santa Claus. Ho, ho, raw God. Dog.
Wasn't ready for this. Anyway, what's your next one?
You know, I love that, y'all, we can talk about it. Actually, I'll say that later. But I just want to say, y'all, Gabby is that person who says at dinner in another language, I want you inside me.
Which is totally a thing like you say when you're like 14 or 15. And
this party,
and
they all became high school kids at this party.
I liked this theme. Because it gave them a little bit, it let them let down their hair a little bit.
It also let us know a little bit about them and who they were and how they're different. And also, y'all, so this is a two-parter. Let's actually kind of just talk, let's bookmark the party.
It's like, what they call it? High school something?
Flashback.
Who you were in high school.
But it, yeah.
They never got the branding right.
Never got the, I just love that Hubs was the principal and she was terrible at it. Because it kind of...
I swear to God, I don't care how old she is. I think she'll be in her 40s and she'll always be drunk Hubs.
Oh, I'm here for
it. And I love it.
Love it.
I think Kyle is similar.
Yeah.
Although it's weird. Kyle, even in Summer House, Kyle is always in the foreground of the picture, but he fades to the background in this cast.
Well, come on. You're not, when you're with Craig and Austin are stars.
Yeah.
They're the biggest stars. They are, again,
they take
we just
up more
said
air in
we
the
would
room.
Have a show with them. I love Amanda, and I like Kyle a lot, but I wouldn't watch a Kyle and Amanda show.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
boring.
No, it's but it's interesting, because the Summer House group has this very specific dynamic.
They do.
And this is just a completely different dynamic that we don't know the politics of yet.
I think, too, in Summer House, I remember when we interviewed Giggly Squad, Hannah and Paige, when we did crossovers. Remember how they said, and they kind of act, even in the interview, like, it's almost like an unwritten rule. They jokingly said, like, Kyle thinks it's his show.
Yeah.
And but also everybody kind of, I think, placates Kyle. Like Kyle gets the bigger bedroom.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
This did not happen at all.
No.
At all. And so
Maybe he's kind of still nursing his wounds.
Maybe. Maybe he is.
I want to... So, yeah, the party.
Oh, the party. Yeah. Craig's wearing eyeliner.
That was one of mine. And it's not just a little eyeliner. No. It's a lot. And it really turns me on.
It is hot.
And his hair is all messy. He's so beautiful.
He's a beautiful, beautiful man.
I like wearing eyeliner. I like wearing eyeliner because I'm uncomfortable. Also, nothing says you're a serious attorney who makes pillows like a lot of eyeliner. I am important. I love it.
But everyone else kind of looked basic. Luke looked like Jay from Jay and Silent Bob.
He did. Kyle like had this weird... you're right. I never thought about this. Kyle's just kind of forgettable.
Fades into the background.
Even the whole thing, I don't want to talk about it because it's boring. The thing where he's talking to his parents. And yeah. Like, there's a plot point that Amanda's got to learn to ski with his parents. Who fucking
and
cares?
It feels like this is... The aims of this show are very different than Summer House. The aims of this show seem to be like, let's have a snow globe of hot people and shake them. It's almost like the first season of Summer House, when it was like the twins were on and everyone really didn't know what was happening. And you just kind of you shake the snow globe and see who goes with who.
Yeah.
And it's more interesting, not the group dynamic, but it's more interesting, will they or won't they? How many love triangles can we create? Which is a different, and to me, kind of a, I don't know, it feels like a sleazy premise.
I get that.
I don't know. Because I know now there's going to be a Jason Lindsay thing, which I'm fine with. I'm kind of okay with that. But now I think we're going to see something in episode 5 where Gabby's trying to get with someone else. And
Who could Gabby
she's gone
get
through,
with?
Well, it was Luke.
Which, you know what, that was a moment. And we're going to talk about that right when we get back from the break. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort
from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Ooh, is this, would you call this a letting down easy or dropping it like it's not hot?
I think I've never seen someone I've never seen someone not pick up on cues.
Yeah,
Brutal as this,
Luke, y'all. We're talking about Gabby and Luke, and Luke
and
says,
Luke
hey,
is cold and midwestern, but this was brutal.
Even Luke was. And so she says, "Yeah." So they're kind of sitting on the bed, and she said, "You
she
know."
She tells him what he said to her. He's like, "I want you inside me
and
tonight."
He's like, "Whoa!"
Now the way to do this is laugh it off. And even Lindsay Hubbard would have gone, what does that mean? All right, fine. I'll talk to you tomorrow. and then would have like fallen in the hallway.
Yes.
But she says, and he's like, well, listen, I think we're better as friends. And y'all, Gabby doubles down and says,
she's like,
I wasn't meaning this. I was meaning no strings.
But she said, I was meaning no strings, but something happened from it. Great. She should have just said no.
She's not convincing.
She wants to fuck.
But she also is kind of into him personally.
Yes.
And then he says, well, I mean that I want to be kind of just friends, which means I'm not into you. And physically, you're a pretty girl, but you're not my real type.
Yes.
He had to say that for her to get it.
He did. He really literally had to say, like, thank you, but no thank you.
Pick up the cues, honey.
Yeah.
That was hard to watch, actually.
It was like, I watched it like this.
And she said, ooh, I just got rejected. You did because
you didn't know how to. It wouldn't have been such a rejection. It would have been more just like I mean, it still would have stung.
But you made him say the words, and you heard them out loud.
Boy, she is difficult to be in a relationship
and
with.
And I feel like that idea of her having those quotes and things, something's off.
It's like Luke said. He said, I just want a friendship. Gabby is somebody who has fucking quotes. And y'all, at least Luke knows. Y'all, Luke's not deep.
No.
He
far
is
from
not
it.
Deep
far
at all.
Far from it. He acts like he is, but he's not. Like
he's no. He, y'all, he knows about sports and outdoor stuff, and that's it. His favorite book he's ever read is Dr. Seuss. And that's fine.
Wow.
That's who he is. That's fine. It was challenging. Horton Hears a Who. He barely got through it. But whereas Gabby, nothing is not high stakes for her.
Yeah.
Everything.
Life is very
everything
dramatic.
Everything means something to her. Speaking of dramatic, my next one is, y'all, Paige and Sierra are just falling apart over these guys. This happened a little earlier.
It made me angry.
It made me angry, too.
Yeah.
Y'all, because Sierra, she cried a little bit earlier, but they're sitting around while they're about to go outside and pop all the champagne out, which, what the fucking point was that?
They were in plastic bags or garbage
they're
bags.
They're having this low country boil and...
Very Charleston.
I love how Kyle was like, broil. They're like, boil.
No,
broil.
Bowl.
Bowl. You don't say boil. It's
bowl.
A low country boil.
Low country bowl.
Bowl. And so, but Sierra starts crying because she's thinking about Austin again. And then Paige starts crying. And they're talking to Amanda, kind of like spilling out their
and
hearts.
And Amanda's crying.
Then Amanda's, because Amanda's always crying. Yeah. And then Andy walks out in a trash bag and sees him and goes, oh, fuck. And just turns around.
And
Like a character in King or in Donkey Kong when you've gone the other way and gone up the ladder and they see you and they're like, whip, whip.
Well, I think you just see the difference in this is such a kind of a microcosm of are we 4 days in? 4 to 5 days in?
Yes.
Maybe six tops.
You know what? We might even be a week because they're 10 days, right? We're like five.
It's. I get that these are crucibles of emotion and you're around these people a lot and there's filming, but it just tells you the way these women are at points in their life and how they. And just how. In the way that society treats women who are not in relationships and the way and Paige has been dating and she's like, and I hate it because I've been rejected. And just this house is another reflection. She's like, Andy's just like all the other guys who ghost me.
Yes. And so it's, which, but it's y'all, you've got to keep if you want a relationship, you kind of have to keep putting yourself out there. Cause the point being, think of the way Andy acted when he saw the women crying versus the way Craig acted later on. Craig immediately is like, why are you crying?
Right.
And like, he's literally rubbing Amanda's
asking
back.
Asking them,
And like, I just am like, God, I love you. I want to suck your dick. Actually, I want to rim his smooth asshole.
I agree.
It's very smooth. I don't have any hair.
He's had it laser.
That I don't have any hair in my asshole.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful and it's pink
and it looks kind of like a baby planet just winking at you, saying, someone needs to land on me.
Wow.
Anyway.
Can I talk about, this has been a pet peeve of mine for a while, but I'm going to go off on it.
Oh, Jesus.
There is a certain, it's not just a certain demo, but especially for 20-something, and I've heard it, I hear it mostly from women, but it's not always.
Okay.
It's a regionalism. How do you say the word M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N?
M-O-U-N, mountain.
The last syllable is un, like a mountain. Schwa.
Mountain. I'm going to climb that mountain high.
And that is common English.
Yeah.
Or there's another, you could say mountain. You could even do
mountain.
That word, mountain.
Mm-hmm.
There is a type of pronunciation now that is mountain. Mountain.
People don't say their T's anymore.
No, but there's also, you could also, you would say mountain. You could say that, but people choose to say mountain.
Important.
Important. It's the same thing. And if
who
someone could point me, it's Amanda. But this
climb
like,
the mountain.
I was climbing up the mountain. And I'm kind of okay with leaving out the T, mountain. I'm fine with that. But there's not schwaing it. No one gives a fuck about this. The grammar Nazis do, but mountain, where the E is more of a E vowel.
Oh, no.
Mountain.
You just said an E
Sorry.
Versus an E vowel.
Sorry. But y'all, if there are people in your life who say either important or mountain, it'll start to bother you. Because I'm bothered by it.
Y'all, this is foreshadowing. It's spoiler alert, but... How fucking cute was that little scene with Craig and Paige, where Craig is like, I'm starting to get lonely after, and Paige said, yeah, you miss your girlfriend. He's like, yeah, I do. And they're talking and he's wearing the eyeliner.
I'm so glad that we see little moments like this.
Yes.
I'm sure they put them in there because we know what's happening. The spoiler alert, y'all, they're together
they're
right now.
They're full on together.
I'm happy for them.
It only takes a moment
to be loved
your whole life long.
That's Hello Dolly.
It's true.
Glad you switched to melody.
You weren't clear about what harmony you were singing. I just want to help you out. All right. Okay. About the crying thing, when they were, so Andy decides to talk to Paige about the crying thing, and he's talking to her, and he says, well, actually, I was planning on taking you on a date, and Paige immediately is like, really? And even the producer says, were you planning on doing that? And Andy said, yeah, I was.
Liar.
That's what I wrote too.
This is all to get in her pants. That's
yes.
why he's such a piece of shit, y'all.
Yes.
And the thing about it is, when you're on a reality show, maybe he just
it's
doesn't
like he forgets
see this.
He's being filmed. He's being filmed. We are documenting how he is trying to get into her pants.
It's just, how dumb do you have to be? Or how clueless?
Speaking of getting into pants, we're what? This is episode 4, right?
Yeah.
So we've got 2 episodes left.
No one's had sex. Maybe Colin and Amanda.
Who's going to bang? Do you think anyone's going to bang?
Lindsay and Jason.
Yeah.
Jump on
I need a video of that.
Ride the big dick on saddle.
So
I don't know those words.
No, you don't. You also didn't know the words for Red Light Special.
I did.
You no, just, they were wrong.
Not.
People read you for filth online.
So anybody else? Do you think Austin and Sierra will bang? We know there's a little bit of next week of him talking about Madison.
I don't know.
I don't think they will.
I honestly don't know.
What about Paige and Andy?
No.
I think now that we finally know the truth. But yeah. And yeah, Hubs. And okay. Who else in the house could Gabby end up getting with? She's not going to get with Craig. Luke said no.
I thought maybe Austin.
Austin.
If Sierra if Sierra, because Austin is that kind of, he's just, he'll switch.
They do say, I can't believe Austin has three girls.
Yeah.
So there still is another girl who's into Austin.
That's true.
It's got to be Gabby, unless Julia jumps ship from her boyfriend.
Unless they're talking about, it's Madison,
unless they're talking about Madison, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
So I just want to point out, Craig does say to Paige, it kind of blurts it, everything. You know, he just said he's like, doesn't really see a future. He wants to be single. And he said, if you can't see a future, why would you go on a date? And that's dead on.
It's dead on. And Amanda's just like, fuck. And she grabs Hubs and she's, and Hubs, I love that Hubs is like, why am I just out hearing about this? Why are we talking about this? Why? I don't know what's happening.
She does. She gets she gets irrationally angry quickly.
Very quickly. And you do that. Maybe that's why you
look. I do.
And so she's like, what's happening? And then Amanda tells her, and she's like,
ew. We have to tell her.
You have to tell her. And Amanda's like, I know. Y'all, this is the worst possible thing for Amanda ever, because Amanda never wants anybody to be
or
bad
confrontation,
at her to a fault.
Or she doesn't like people being unhappy.
Y'all, if you don't watch Summer House, like, this is...
She's everyone's mom.
She is the worst person to find out about this, because she is going to be completely paralyzed with fear, as you see when she just cries.
All of her conflict, Amanda's conflict, comes from trying to help other people.
Help and avoid conflict.
Or avoid conflict.
Yes.
All of her conflict.
Yes.
She's the most well-meaning person in the house.
She is.
But it always goes bad for her, especially when Hannah's involved.
Yes. So, usually. Y'all, they have the party. Oh, wait. Or is it your turn? I don't want to...
You can go.
I want to talk about the conversation between Hubs and Paige.
Y'all, don't let Hub House do something when she's three sheets to the wind.
This is letting, they're both drunk.
Yeah.
Hubs is really, really drunk. And so, basically, Hubs is talking to Paige.
Amanda's upset for you.
What? Why is she upset? And Hubs just says, well, Andrea's going around telling everybody that he's going to leave the house single. Paige
which is
like
leaving a couple of details out.
It's true. And
then she's like, hold on, I'm gonna go get Amanda.
She's like, I'm gonna go get Amanda.
I'm gonna go get your emotional support animal.
Amanda's crying for you. Amanda's crying for you. That. And Paige is like, what? So she go gets Amanda, and then Amanda's like, what? Why did you? And Amanda's a little drunk too.
Right.
And Amanda's like, why did you tell her this? And then Lindsay goes, everything's my fault. Blame it on me.
It's all Lindsay.
It's all me. It's all me. And then Jason just picks. Maybe he knows what to do with Lindsay. When Lindsay's acting like
he
this.
He deactivated her. He deactivated Lindsay.
Don't you activate me.
He deactivated Lindsay with that big old dong.
That big old... What? He picked her up.
It's a way to deactivate me, too.
You and Lindsay kind of are the same person.
I have a real... I did not like her when we started the show. I liked her throughout kind of the season. I did not like her getting on the season we watched. But I developed such a soft spot for Lindsay.
Oh, I do too. I love her.
My favorite.
But y'all, Jason just picks her up. Lord lift us up where? And takes her into the bedroom. And probably is going to dick her down. And that's how you deactivate Hubs.
And that's when we see the penis imprint.
Just yelled at, okay.
We need to talk about one more thing.
What?
And that is... Boy, talk about men behaving badly in this episode. It was mostly Luke and Andrea, but Luke knowing that Julia has a boyfriend.
Knowing she's friends with Gabby.
Yeah. And asking people about their relationship.
What a fucking creep.
He gives them a note that says...
Y'all, he fully wants her to cheat on her boyfriend with him.
And asks her to. And basically says... What is it? I wrote this down. He says, you're pretty cute. Wanna hang later? Y or N? How awful.
He wanted to be... He wanted to be cute because what we do in hot, like that George Strait song, Yes
Check,
or No.
Yes or No.
Boom, boom.
And John,
bum,
she, bum. And they teared the note up. Julia's really... Okay.
It made me like Julia more because me she's too. Like, she circled no really big and then Amanda tears it up and they're like, fuck this.
I think it's open season on Luke again next
love
week.
Love it. And Julia, I love Julia. Luke says, hey, can we go someplace quiet and talk? And he starts to go up in a room and Julia says, she takes control of the narrative and says, you know, I don't really want to go to your room because I don't want you to get the wrong idea about this.
Right.
And I just want to nip this in the bud now.
That's a great way to handle it.
That's how you do it. Like, I'm a fan of Julia.
Yep. She really showed who she was.
She's
this
like,
episode.
This is how you do it. And she said, look, what do you think that my friend Gabby, we've already had a conflict with you, and then I'm going to be with you? What do you think this is going to do for our friendship? She doesn't even bring up the fact that she has a boyfriend. She's just talking about what's happening in the here and now.
And he's like, oh, okay.
Okay. He's like, buds, can we have a shot? And she's like, sure.
I think that's all I have.
I have something else. You didn't know we were going to do this, but
oh,
I think.
Oh, great.
Y'all, I think it's time for us to talk about this last scene of Jason and Lindsay just drunk on the bed and Lindsay on top. But I think the best way to do with the music they had playing behind them, this is time for Reality Gaze Winter House Theater.
Very good. Someone said that someone pointed out that I complimented you last time, and I do compliment you when you do it well.
It's all waters of a duck's
I'm not going to compliment
point.
You if you fuck it up.
It's lube off a twink's back at this point.
I
don't know.
I'm the worst. You know what I hated doing when I had a soccer game and we lost?
What?
When you had to walk through and you had to give high fives and say, good game, good game, good game.
Yeah, it's good sportsmanship.
It made me angry because it wasn't a good game because I didn't win and I hated them.
Okay, you might want to
process. And I didn't like it.
You might want to process
so
that.
I'm going to say, that's
you know,
why.
Why don't you just get to the part where you have a Capri Sun and have some sugar? But, that's what everybody enjoyed.
I didn't want to say good game. Come at me if you hated saying if you were the winners or even if you lost or even if you won telling them they played a good game because sometimes they didn't and it made you feel inauthentic.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry. That came from a dark place.
Yeah, that was trauma. You might want to process. That's okay.
I hated it.
All right, let's do this scene so we can go eat.
Good game.
All right, everybody. I'm going to be playing the role of... I'm going to play Jason. I'm going to let Poodle play Hubs. You all know, right. Set a little background music.
Oh, it's a nice room you got here.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am. Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, look at your pants.
Thank you. Thank you. Like my pants.
You're so strong.
Baggy. Thank you. I like throwing you on the bell. Oh, I'm so happy we met.
This feels like the movie Kate and Leopold.
Yeah. Oh.
But dude, you're like not 300 years old.
Oh, that made me cry.
Sensitive.
I want to look at your eyes. You're sitting on, you're straddling me now. I can't say that word because of my tongue. You're straddling me and then you're looking in my eyes. And I just want to say, this is special.
You know,
this is special.
I used to say.
Yeah. Why are you scared?
I'm terrified. I'm dating right now. What? And I'm getting to know people. You don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't understand how scared I am. I am legitimately, literally terrified.
I get it. You're not bad. You're wonderful. I wouldn't worry about it.
I see you.
I see you.
I'm here right now.
And I'm here.
And we're here
for
together.
You. I'm here for you.
Make out.
Let me fuck you.
Was kind of that scene.
If they didn't fuck after this, then I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
We see them in the bed like waking up.
I hope they did fuck.
Hubs, I hope you got on it and reported back. Report back to Queer Central.
I'm really happy for her that she got laid on with him.
Do you think Jason's the type of guy she should be with?
No.
I actually think he's better than anybody else in the house for her. I don't think he's the type of guy to be with her.
I agree with you. He's probably the best in the house for her.
I kind of think that... I think Lindsay needs a guy who is devoted to her.
Yep.
Who's really into her. But also is kind of... Is happy to do their own thing, to let her take center stage.
Yep.
And is fine being in the background.
And they need to... give her lots of gifts because that's her love language.
Oh.
And quality time.
Well, but no, but earlier she said, food's my love language.
That too.
That too. Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. This was a good episode.
Food's my love language.
This was a good episode. It was much better.
This is the best one of the series so far, I think.
It's just going to catapult into a shit show.
We think we only have two more.
But that's what we think. We're not sure. They never know. They all of them have
Bravo might fuck us.
They might. You can go to our Linktree link to find out information about our live shows. You can go to our website, realitygaze.com. Find us on Cameo. Book us on Cameo.
And look at us. Find us on TikTok. Oh. Reality Gaze on TikTok.
Make it top.
Instagram. Y'all, my upstairs neighbor that I was talking about before was playing a long extended remix of Kesha's TikTok last night.
He texted me.
And I almost took my own life.
It really bothered
me. It was like 10 minutes.
Your shorts are so short, I can almost see your asshole. We've got to go, y'all. Thank God this isn't on video. Y'all,
You like it.
We'll see you next time. But remember, always keep asking yourself, what poodle?
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy?
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Small details or big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.